From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State. A foreign ministry statement said the aircraft began attacking Islamic State targets in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey late Friday. In Washington, a Pentagon spokesman said the United States commends Turkey for its participation in coalition operations against Islamic State. The attacks came after Turkish and U.S. officials announced they had reached a technical agreement concerning their cooperation, which calls for Turkey to be fully integrated into the coalition air campaign. After months of delay, Turkey had agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against Islamic State extremists. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack IS positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. Later, Turkey granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad, Pakistan, for an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. The U.S. State Department said the talks are expected to focus on mutual interests and areas of concern, particularly terrorist militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil. A suspect is under arrest in Thailand in connection with last week's bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. A police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of the Thai capital after police found bomb-making materials in his apartment. Bangkok police say they are also seeking a second suspect. This is VOA News. Austrian authorities say police pulled three children near death from dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. A Hungarian court remanded four suspected people smugglers to custody for another month as Europe reels from its largest humanitarian crisis since the Second World War. Separately Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say as many as 200 people may have drowned. The United Nations estimates 300,000 migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia have fled to Europe this year to escape poverty and violence. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences in the retrial of Mohamed Fahmy, Australian journalist Peter Grest, and Egyptian producer Bahir Mohamed. Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney criticized the sentences.
Every single third party that has looked at this case from the beginning, from the UN to the EU, the US, the UK, everyone has said there is no evidence to sustain any of the charges. And Egypt's own Supreme Court, when they looked at this case, said there wasn't sufficient evidence.
The U.S. State Department expressed deep disappointment in the court's ruling. In a statement Saturday, the State Department urged the Egyptian government to redress the verdict, which the statement said undermines the very freedom of expression necessary for stability and development. Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Saturday by ringing church bells, laying wreaths, and celebrating the resiliency of a region still recovering from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. In New Orleans's lower Ninth Ward, sections of which have still not rebuilt from the storm, residents and community activists gathered at the levee where Katrina's waters broke through and submerged the neighborhood. Bobby Jindal is Louisiana's governor.
Our hearts are grieving. Our hearts are heavy. We know there are still families wondering what exactly happened to their loved ones.
In Mississippi, churches along coastal Hancock County tolled their bells in unison Saturday morning to mark the 10th anniversary of the day that Katrina made landfall in that state. The massive storm struck the U.S. Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005, killing 1,800 people and destroying more than 100,000 homes. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.